At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
He did talk about that, you know, there was a moment with Patrick Beverley there where Patrick Beverley pushes him. Chris was asked about talking junk, players talking junk to him.
People talk junk to me. A lot of times I usually say something back, but I done changed a little, a little. And I just kept thinking, you know what I mean? If we do what we're supposed to do, I'll get the last laugh.
And he did. I mean, Patrick Beverley will be suspended starting next season. But thank goodness there's no punches being thrown there. And even the Phoenix Suns, Chris Paul's teammates, weren't sure how to react. Because Frank Kaminsky's standing there and he's like, I guess I'm going to have to do something. And then he just sort of pushed Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley and Chris Paul have been going at each other for a long time. And certainly last night, going at each other, this is what Patrick Beverley does. This is what Chris Paul does. They're called irritants. Now, Chris Paul is a better player. Patrick Beverley relies on this to be that defensive nuisance. But Chris Paul last night, to be able to hit those mid-range jumpers, to score 31, and to do so in the second half, that was a big, big, big-time performance. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. And McLovin, we're going to change the poll question final hour?
Yeah, Paulie had an interesting question. Who?
Wow, Paulie had an interesting question.
That's mean.
Okay.
We kind of got into this, but who sort of needed a finals appearance most or needs a championship most to clean up their career, as it were? And I'll have Paulie list some of the candidates here.
I mentioned it before. I think Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers, was greatest pitcher of his generation by far, but in the postseason, he wouldn't show up that often. Yep. Or he'd show up and not do the job. Right. And that was really trailing around him for the past, what, I guess 8 years? And when you win the World Series, it goes away. It's just, it's not in the lead anymore for Clayton Kershaw. Now he's just one of the best pitchers of his generation, if not the best.
Yeah.
And you kind of go away from that. It's not like regular season. Peyton Manning needed a second title.
Yeah, but who needs it now? That's what I want to know. Not those who it. Because Peyton Manning didn't need a second one. Clayton Kershaw needed a first title. But, you know, like Chris Paul needs this. Giannis is young. Giannis doesn't need this. Paul George, if he had led the Clippers to the NBA Finals, would have been huge for him. Yeah, Paul.
I think James Harden needs it, and he needs to be the guy who does it. Imagine if the Nets won, even though he would have help from Kyrie and Durant. If he was somehow the NBA Finals MVP, it clears the decks on all the criticism from the past.
Russell Westbrook Jr. III would be another player. Yeah, McLovin.
How about a football player? He's way too young, but Lamar Jackson really needs some playoff success.
Playoff success, but not going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think he's got to start with play. How about winning, you know, some playoff games? I think that's what we're waiting for. Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl, and maybe he only wins one in his career, but we'll look up back on that as a disappointment. As for right now, he's sort of taken that off the docket, that he's won his Super Bowl. Yeah, McLovin.
How about, it's weird, but Aaron Rodgers really feels like he needs a second.
Yes, I would say that is fair. You know, when you consider how many people in this business, analysts, all say he's the most talented quarterback to play the position. Well, with that comes expectations. If you're the most talented and you have a good team around you, then we expect you to win more than one Super Bowl. Tom Brady is not the most talented quarterback to play the position. But he's the most clutch. He's the most successful. And Ben Roethlisberger, not the greatest talent to play the position, but he got a couple of Super Bowls in there. I mean, going from one to two is really big in that category with quarterbacks. It just, it separates you. Now, not everybody is great. You know, Eli is not a great quarterback. Jim Plunkett, not a great quarterback. But you win a couple of Super Bowls, it does strengthen your argument to be a Hall of Famer. Now, Jim Plunkett's not a Hall of Famer. Eli's going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to throw Matt Stafford of the Rams in there, because if he gets a Super Bowl, even though it's a little later in his career, he goes to the Hall of Fame, because he's got Hall of Fame stats. But if he does not appear in a Super Bowl, he's going to be one of those guys, kind of like Phil Rivers, where you're like, well, we kind of have to put him in the Hall of Fame because he's got 400 touchdowns and 80,000 yards. We kind of have to.
It feels like he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. It's like Matt Ryan could use a Hall of could use a Super Bowl. I mean, imagine if you get that, just get that one. You beat Brady. I mean, that's it. You're a Hall of Famer. But Matthew Stafford, we've never had that. You know, he's a disappointment, right? Like he. I'm not going to say a bust, but he was the number one overall pick.
He does not have a playoff victory in his career.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And it's almost like we don't hold Matthew Stafford accountable the way we do other former number one picks. But he's on a good team, good coach, good system, talent. Now the expectation level is there for Matthew Stafford. But before, we're like, oh, Matthew Stafford, yeah, he had another good year for the Lions, and they finished 6-10. And that's it. We never go, man, he doesn't really elevate his team, does he? He hasn't won a playoff game. That's pretty amazing for a number one pick. Yeah, Paul.
If Dak Prescott could win a Super Bowl in Dallas, which is jonesing, no pun, for a Super Bowl for almost three decades now, that elevates him to one of the all-time greats in Cowboys history, and surefire Hall of Famer, or on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, McLovin.
You know, the thing with Stafford, and we didn't rip Barry Sanders either, or Megatron. It's the
position.
Oh, I thought it was the team, because everyone's like, oh.
No. We look at quarterbacks, and like, irregardless of who's around them, we always go, oh, you're a great quarterback. You're one of the great quarterbacks of all time. You know, now, do I blame the Lions as a franchise? Yes, I do.
Does Stafford get a pass because he was stuck with that bad franchise?
He's gotten a pass. We've given him a pass because he plays for the Lions. But this comes with being a quarterback in the NFL. And that is, can you win the big one? Can you? What's your postseason success? You know, we have regular season success. It's like Greg Maddux is maybe the greatest regular season pitcher in baseball history. but he had very little postseason success. Yeah, Paul.
I said to McLovin, what if Carson Wentz got a ring with Indy? He goes, Carson Wentz, he already has a ring. He is a Super Bowl champion.
They don't get to the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz having that year,
right, without him getting hurt.
Here we go. Yeah.
That might be true as well. Yeah, yeah. Can both things be true?
Yeah, thank God he got hurt so they could win a Super Bowl. What?
Nick Foles was a better receiver, as it turned out.
July 4th just got a little louder. Celebrate Independence Day, IndyCar at Mid-Ohio. The NASCAR lights up Road America Sunday on NBC. We've been talking about this name, image, and likeness, and we've kind of zeroed in on Arch Manning. So this is Peyton's brother, Cooper, his son, Arch. And Cooper is a business manager, money guy. And I'm wondering, can Arch Manning start to capitalize on his likeness? Could he be in a commercial with Peyton? Could he be in a commercial with his uncle now and start making money? In Louisiana, are there rules that a high school player, can he capitalize on name, image, and likeness? And he's got one more year in high school. He's got two more years in high school. And then he's going to have 3 years in college. So he's got 5 years where he would be able to take advantage of this before the NFL draft. Boy, that might be the poster child for name, image, and likeness here. Because college players have to stay in there for at least 3 years. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if there's even any language in the Louisiana high school rules about high school athletes getting paid in endorsements. It's not something you'd ever prepare for. Like when they wrote up these rules in the 50s and 60s, we didn't think he's going to get a Gatorade deal.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you remember a few weeks ago, this high school quarterback named Quinn Ewers went viral? I think we saw the guy who looks a little like Joe Dirt who slings it sidearm.
He's got the mullet.
Yeah. He's in Texas. Now, I can't imagine Texas has any rule against profiting. So I'll bet you he's going to Ohio State, but I'll bet you he could make some money.
Yeah, it feels like that. But there are a lot of athletes today, not just in basketball or football, who have signed deals to capitalize on name, image, and likeness. It's not just the big sports that you would think. There's a gymnast at LSU who has, I think, close to 4 million Instagram followers. She would be able to monetize that. I would think there's a variety of athletes who are going to be able to do this. The question is, what do these schools do? What do conferences do? What do states do? Compliance, do you have people on staff? LSU basically said, hey, we're open for business. Hey, like they've embraced all of this. I like how these universities were trying to fight this. And it's like leagues trying to fight gambling. We don't even talk about point spreads. No, we don't even do that. Hey, gambling, come on in. Everybody come on in. Say, college football, we have the BCS. It's going to be 1-2. All right, we'll do 1, 2, 3, and 4. But we're not going to, but now we're thinking about a 12-team playoff. As soon as everybody figures out the money and these universities and the NCAA realize, hey, they're not taking money from us, right? These kids aren't taking money from us. No, they're not. They're capitalized. Okay, we're fine with this. That's what's happening right now, July 1st. Yeah, Paul.
I would say by about noon, LSU is going to change the S to a dollar sign. Just put a big line right through and say, "Ching, come on in." Yeah. OSU will do it 2 hours later.
Open for business. Yes, McLovin.
You mentioned the NFL. Remember, it was 4 years ago they went after Tony Romo for a fantasy convention.
Yes.
Fantasy football, not even gambling.
Yes, but I think it was in Vegas that maybe they had a problem with. But
now there's a team there.
I know.
I think the draft and the Super Bowl are going to be there.
Oh, they're so phony. They're all phony. It's as soon as we figure out how to get our money, and then we're okay with it. We're suddenly okay with it. You know, as long as you put that, gambling can be addicting. The Surgeon General says smoking can be bad for your health. Okay. Hey, we put that label on those cigarettes. Not that we made those cigarettes addictive, but we did put that label on there. Oh, that's right. We did make the cigarettes addictive. Yes, McLovin.
One slightly controversial angle. I have some friends who are bettors, and they didn't want to go above board. They wanted to stay with their bookies so they didn't have to report it to the IRS.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I wonder, there has been a robust black market in college sports for a long time where payers have been, but does every payer want this out in the open? Ravel said something scary. What if they start taxing the scholarships?
It feels like everything's on the table. But you're right. You know, that if I'm a gambler, I want to gamble with a bookie. I don't want to have everybody know, you know, what I made, what I lost. You know, the IRS. We appreciate what the IRS does.
We are fans and supporters.
Yes, we are. As I've heard from the IRS a couple of times, if you've ever been audited, and when they show up, you're just, it's one of those where you're just hopeful that somehow, some way, they have a sense of humor.
Do you offer them like coffee and like cookies? You invite them in?
Well, you have to invite them in.
Be polite, right?
Yes, be very polite. Yes. Yes, sir. No, sir. But I've had that opportunity to meet some nice agents from the IRS.
Great people.
Yes, they are. They're wonderful people just doing their job. They're true Americans. Have you guys been audited before?
No. But we get those spam, you know, the spam phone calls we all get?
Oh, yeah.
I get about 37 spam phone calls a week, and it's always like, this is the IRS. You have an outstanding balance. You must call today.
Yeah.
Today.
Somebody has stolen your social security number. You must call us. And you're like, I don't know. I got LifeLock here. Let me see if they've found out anything. And then they want you to call.
Do you guys get any phone calls from people anymore, or just spam calls from like car warranties? It's like there's almost no phone calls anymore. It's text or spam.
Yeah. I still get calls because I demand that from my kids, you know, because they'll do an emoji. And, you know, I love a good emoji, but I say to my kids, you got to call me. You know, an emoji is great, but, you know, they have to call me. Yes, McLean.
I wonder where they got that from.
I know. They're like, you do emojis all the time. I go, I know. I'm your dad.
I've sent 3,000 word texts, you heartfelt things. They got K back. Just the letter K. Lowercase.
Can't even put the O in OK. Too busy.
K.
It's exhausting to put the O with K. I just go, K. Yeah, McLovin's doing this heartfelt. You know, I need some time off for a vacation.
Paternity leave or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I go, okay. Okay.
Well, we've said it a bunch of times too. The close cousin of that is when you like email you or text you and be like, "Hey Dan, you can either do this or that. Which one?" And you get back K. Like, no, you have to pick one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Todd will do that with an email. He'll be like, "Hey, I'm thinking about this guy, or I'm thinking about this guy. What do you think?" And I go, "Okay."
And then I painfully have to go back to another tweet.
I just need to know which one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Paul.
There's also the situation where you call one of us, and depending on the time of day, the more drastic that call is. Like, if my phone rings and it's you, and it's like 2:30. I know you've just gotten up from your nap or your workout, and it's probably nothing big. It's show related. But if I get one of those, like, 9:15 p.m. calls, it's not necessarily I'm in trouble, but something's going on that needs desperate attention.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's when I would say post 7 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody gets a call post 7 p.m.
I do a thing where I try to go through my mind when the phone rings from you, and I let it ring like twice. I'm like, what could it be? I'm preparing for this. And I try to get the situation.
We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. It's 18 after the hour. So what is the trivia? What's the name of the trivia contest?
It's a new segment called Possibly Inaccurate Trivia from McLovin.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll have that coming up. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Would you like to do this for a living? Would you like to be a sportscaster? I'm going to fire a couple of my guys. I'll hire you. No, that's not part of the copy here. It's Full Sail University, the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Your degree is in sportscasting. We started out this a few years ago with just a handful of students, but boy, were they great students. Carly Ford, Chris Burns, Burnsy, Taylor Schaub. They have jobs now. And we have 400 active students, 100 graduates. You can come in and learn the industry. You're in the studio, in the control room, in the press box. You're doing live shots. You get a chance to be on camera. And just to understand what that feeling is like, we review your tapes. We have great faculty there. They've been in the business. If you know anyone or you yourself want to get into the field and earn your bachelor's degree online or on campus, Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. The 82-game preseason is in the books. And finally, it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All righty. Possibly inaccurate trivia. It's a new segment on the show. This might be a one and done. Who knows? McLovin is leading the charge on this. Whether vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership, and do it today. Do we have music for inaccurate, possibly inaccurate trivia?
I think I want to go a cappella on this one.
Oh, my God. You're singing?
I'm going to sing, even though you volunteered Todd to sing.
Okay.
All right. Is everyone ready for the possibly inaccurate trivia theme song?
Okay.
All right.
I think.
McLovin's got names and a stat. But is it all true? No one knows that. He's not afraid to Google stuff as long as you don't call his bluff, because he's got possibly inaccurate trivia.
I don't know if that was singing. That was like Leonard Cohen.
Oh,
what a compliment.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a Leonard Cohen style.
Not there. The Leonard Cohen, guy named Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, not Leonard Cohen, the singer.
So I wrote this up for our music guy, who's a genius, Bob Schmidt, and he's on vacation this week. So by next week, maybe this will last, because he'll have a much better version of that song.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here's the question.
Okay.
The Phoenix Suns made the finals, and they have two players named Cam Payne and Cam Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name another team that competed in a championship game or a championship series that had two Cams on the roster? And I'll give you another hint. It's almost impossible, and there's no way anyone's going to get it, but you could try.
Okay. How about Cam Newton?
That is one.
Paulie?
Didn't they have a running back, Cameron Artis Payne?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
So that's it. We don't do the segment ever again.
What? Yeah. How did you pull Cameron Artis Payne?
That's pretty good.
I didn't think of it until you said Cam Newton.
Yeah.
By the way, Cam Reddish of the Hawks could also be in the finals. So answer that, Paulie. Give me a third Cam in this mix. I had this whole bit on how Cam Neely had a teammate named Cam, but they missed the finals by 2 years. I had this thing with Cameron Maben in the 2017 Astros. You completely blew that up.
Are you done?
You want me to sing the song again?
No,
McLovin's got names and a stat.
No. It's good. That, you know, I liked it. Let's do it again.
All right. I'm so bitter. It ruined my whole week.
Well done, Paulie. Good poll.
Well, you sent me. I didn't know where to go on that one. I thought it was a pro guy.
Remember I was talking about Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher, and got to get him in the All-Star game, and then he pitched yesterday against the Yankees, and he got roughed up. Oh, I heard from a few fans. Maybe he shouldn't pitch in the All-Star game. The New York Times wrote about the concerns of Ohtani pitching, and I agree with this. Like, I want him to be in the lineup hitting. Now, if you want to have him out there as a novelty and he pitches every 6 or 7 days, then okay. But if you're going to have him in the rotation, the question is, can he be a full-time starter? He started pitching in his rookie season, his second season, 2014, a full-time starter, making more than 20 starts for 3 straight years. Then in 2017, his last one in Japan, he cut back to 5 starts. He was dealing with injuries. In Japan, he maxed out at 162 innings in a season. He's on pace for 125 this season. Short of that peak workload, but would be the most he's thrown in 5 seasons, raising some eyebrows based on the belief that pitchers can increase their innings count only incrementally. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I have concerns about Shohei Ohtani because I want to keep him in the lineup. Yeah, McLovin.
Last night was a bit disappointing because everyone was, you know, you got us fired up.
Oh, I know. I started watching and I went, all right, get somebody out. There's another base hit. Get somebody out. There's another base hit. And then I'm watching the College World Series. And I'm going, yeah, I can't wait. Mississippi State, Vandy, it'll probably be a pitching matchup. And all of a sudden it's like, nope, not a pitching matchup. Nothing to see here. And thankfully, I had the Suns and the Clippers to watch. By the way, if you're Patrick Beverley and you're going to push Chris Paul, how about do it when he's scoring 31 points in the second half? Don't wait till a timeout at the end of the game. Like, if you're going to rough him up a little bit, then do so earlier in the game. So let's see if we can get a couple more phone calls in here. People fired up about this name, image, and likeness. Jerry in New Orleans. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Hi, Jer.
6'2", man.
All right.
And that's what eating New Orleans food.
Yeah, I love New Orleans.
Listen, you and Darren were talking about these athletes signing with these companies, and whether it's beneficial to sign with a sponsored company. Well, LSU has a setup, supposedly from what came from an athletic department, that. Like Derek Stingley Jr. signs with Walk-Ons, who's actually a sponsor of LSU. He can wear LSU you know, gear. If he was to sign with a company that wasn't sponsored by LSU or sponsorship for LSU, he couldn't wear any gear. He could do the advertising, but he had to just do it on his own.
Yeah, we went through this last hour, and thank you, Jerry, that you can't wear the uniform. You can't use the university logo unless it's in conjunction with the university. But, you know, this is just the start of this. We're still in the feeling out process of what these athletes are going to be able to do. We're 12 hours in, it feels like. This was going to officially start on July 1st. And this reminds me of a couple of centuries ago with the gold rush, where you're just like, there's prospectors out there. And how do I capitalize? And if you're, you know, somebody who has a product, how do I get you to endorse this? This is just all starting here. And, you know, you got tax, you got all, I mean, factor that in too. You got universities who are hiring people as we speak to be able to help you with contracts, to be able to help these student athletes be able to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. You got to pay taxes, what's above board. You know, there's a lot. Is there a cap on how much you can make? So this is just something that we're trying to figure out right now. Yeah, Paul.
I think what's going to be most fascinating is when a college athlete who's really good stops being very good. And an example would be like Kelly Bryant. Remember that nice quarterback at Clemson a few years ago?
Yeah.
He was between Lawrence and Deshaun Watson. He was a starting quarterback for Clemson and playing very well. I'm sure he would have endorsement deals. But then he gets benched for the freshman.
Yeah.
Do his endorsement deals go away? Do they have a caveat, a clause in there that says you get paid by the local blank dealership when you're the starting quarterback? I'd protect myself getting benched. Imagine a guy like Trevor Lawrence today thinking, what could I have scored the past 3 years? Yeah. I know he's doing fine now.
Yeah. Wes in Mississippi. Hi, Wes.
Guys, thank you. First of all, horse, 6 foot, 190. Thank you, Seton. how about the Diamond Dogs? First Natty in Mississippi State history. It is great to be a Bulldog today. Unbelievable, but light quality and style. Dak Prescott could have made more money than Tim Tebow, Deion Sanders, everybody. You know, he was at the College World Series last night. National championship for the girls basketball. The guy loves Mississippi State more than anybody. And I'm telling you, that number 50.
Did you get roughed up last night, Wes?
No, I didn't get roughed up. I just a horse. I mean, it's the first natty.
Okay.
You know, not natural light, just natty.
Oh, no, I got a national title.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, but, Wes. Our bold. Yes, thank you. We got it. It's first natty. See, I grew up on Natty Light, so
yeah, you know,
when I first heard first Natty, I'm like, oh, wow, congratulations. Let me know when you get to Stroh's and Blatt's and Wiedemann, some of the other beers I grew up on. Yes, Paul, or Seton.
When I first went to visit, when I first went to Morgantown on a visit to go see if I wanted to go to West Virginia, I went there during this thing called Derby Days, which is like a Sigma Chi, like party, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking up the street. I want to say it's High Street, and you're going up towards the frat house.
Every street was High Street.
And there was a massive pyramid of Natty Light boxes. It must have been 30 feet high, and I was like, this is where I'm going to school. I've found home.
Well, when I transferred from Eastern Kentucky to get an education, I went to the University of Dayton, where two of my brothers were at and my father worked. And I remember visiting them in their off-campus home. And as I'm walking down one of the streets, somebody had a keg on their front porch. And I didn't know them. And one of my brothers said, come on, let's go get a beer. So we just walked up, didn't know the guy, poured a beer, and then took a sip, said thanks, and then we started walking. And I went, I kind of like this, you know. I think, you know, I enjoy this curriculum. I think this is going to be a good place for me. Yeah, Paul.
I got to Southern Illinois, and I was like, well, I'm underage. I was only 17 when I got to college. Like, you probably can't go to the bars. I knew nothing about college life. And I found out I was 18 to get into the bars, air quotes, 21 to drink.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, so I got to go to the bars and sit there with a... No, it was okay. You could drink.
But we did that at Eastern Kentucky, where it was 18 to get in, 21 to drink. and they would turn on a light in the middle of the bar whenever the police were coming. So you would have 50 guys in there, and everybody's drinking, and then you'd have these mugs, and then the light would come on. Everybody would put their mug on the table, these high tops, and the police would come in and go, "Is that your beer? No. Is that your beer? No." And they would take away all the beer. And then what we didn't realize was the bar was in cahoots with the police, because then we would have to buy more beer again. It was brilliant.
Wow.
And I, you know, so there was always, you know, we wouldn't get caught drinking beer because you just put it there and be 50, you know, beer mugs and nobody's having any beer. And we thought, God, these police, man, I don't know why they don't think that that's our beer. And then we realized, you know, the bar owner was like, "Hey, come on in, and then we can wipe that and come back in an hour and a half from now and we'll do it again." Like, all right. Let's see. Todd, you got any beer stories from college?
I do not. I commuted from Brooklyn to Manhattan, as we all know, and I lived in my parents' apartment in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, and all I know is that it was just very, very difficult.
And very sad.
It's very sad. Yeah. I go up to Rutgers to visit my brother. I had a good time in New Jersey, in New Brunswick some weekends, but outside of that, it was...
Why didn't you transfer to Rutgers and have some
fun? I probably should have done that. I got so caught up in my journalism and communication studies, and I was, you know, excited about being part of NYU, but taking a train back and forth and living at home is not a way to experience college life, to say the least. And trying to bring a young lady friend home, there's just no place for that.
The way you looked back then, I mean, it's really one of the great losses in mankind.
What a waste of weightlifting.
Yes, yes. Like, you looked great, good hair.
You're saying Todd Fritz, name, image, likeness?
Yes.
Would have been right at the top.
Oh, I would have cashed in on that.
I'd walk the boardwalk on Coney Island and get a couple of whistles here and there, but there was nowhere to take them, and there was just no privacy, and I don't know what I was doing. I checked myself out in the mirror with the weights, and then what? Then what happens?
I love that your mom, though, was always at home, and you had to keep the door open.
Who wants cookies? I'm 19. I'm going to be a junior in a couple of months. What are you doing? Got to keep the door open halfway. Why? Why is that Heather Thomas, Heather Locklear poster? Okay.
I love your mom, though.
But, he's a character.
Oh, my God.
By the way, if I don't check it with her every night and I'm going to be 52 in October, she thinks that something horrible happened to me, that I must have gotten hit by a bus or something.
Heard from you, Todd.
And the guilt. Yeah. What happened yesterday? What do you mean what happened yesterday? I didn't call. I was probably watching the game and I fell asleep. All right. Thought you were dead or something. All right. Can't check in for a minute and say hi?
I still love that Todd would get shots even when he wasn't sick, that your mom would say to the doctor.
Yeah, me and my brother, we had our pants down. We're about to assume the position when they used to give you needles in your butt. And he said, "No, they're okay. Well, you know, the fevers went down. You can go home." And we're in the car waiting for my mom, who's taking a very long time to get out of the doctor's office. Can you come back in? Why are we going back in? You forgot to give us a lollipop or something? And there it is. Convinced to give us a shot.
So what would be in the shot if it's an elective shot?
His name was Dr. Hauptman. He had really bad teeth and really rough hands. And it was just an awful experience all the way around. And finally, for the first time in like 11 visits, we weren't getting a shot. And she convinced him to give us an injection that we didn't need.
Have you had therapy?
Minimal.
Okay.
I went through a period of time where I was going through some severe anxiety and sweats, and we tried to get that figured out. Like, this was a number of years ago, but it didn't help.
I can help you find the root of this.
Yeah, replay the past 3 minutes of the show.
I've asked my mom to get involved with that. They don't know my backstory and my whole history. How's some stranger going to help me by me telling them my problems? All right. That's a healthy attitude to have.
Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. That's coming up. By the way, I hope Hard Knocks is going to pick the Cowboys, because I think if you're going to kind of have the marquee team, you're going to have somebody want to watch. Although the Cowboys had that all or nothing series back in 2017, but there wasn't much going on. There wasn't a lot of drama going on. Aside from Ezekiel Elliott, but I would guess that if you're going to put Cowboys on Hard Knocks, can you put the Jags on Hard Knocks?
So they have a first-year coach, oh, so yeah, the rules right. Say no. But, yep. I mean, who would you have wanted those two teams if they were both available?
Well, you can't go wrong with the Cowboys, with Jerry, with Dak. Now, I just don't know what you're going to get out of Urban and Trevor. Now, there's the Tebow story. But I don't know if that's still going to be a story. How long is that a story? Is Tim Tebow going to make the roster? I don't think he's going to. maybe he's on the practice squad, but I don't think he's going to make the 53-man roster. But I don't know. Cowboys, there's always something with the Cowboys that I would say that would be more interesting for more people than Jacksonville. Trevor's not, and a lot of times they don't even focus on the bigger names. It's always a player trying to make a team, and somebody's got a backstory here. But Trevor, Urban, even Tebow. I mean, they're not dynamic personalities. They're just their names. There's recognition there. Yeah, Paul.
But the thing about having the Jaguars, and they always show players getting cut, you would see Tim Tebow getting cut from the Jaguars. You could see one of the more famous football players in American history get cut, his career ending on national TV.
I don't think Urban Meyer would do it.
Then I would, if I were HBO, I'd say we have to show this.
No, but I don't think Urban Meyer would cut Tim Tebow. If they did Hard Knocks, I don't think he would cut him.
If I'm Tebow, I'm calling HBO and trying to get them.
Yeah, can you please do that so I don't get cut here? This day in show history, Paulie.
This day in show history, we had the great announcer Marv Albert on the show 1 year ago today. And, of course, this happened.
79 is the new 78. You realize
Todd.
So,
I have my mic.
Yeah, I'll be watching it. I hope it gets off. I think that...
The fact that Marv doesn't even know what I'm talking about when I'm yelling at you to turn off your microphone.
He's just on. He's focused and he's answering your question and whatever with strange sounds and laughter in the background.
Let's play it one more time.
79 is the new 78. You realize
Todd.
I
have my mic.
Yeah, I'll be watching it. I hope it gets off. I think that
it's just so bad.
Yeah.
Annoying laugh, and then the mic is still on beyond the laugh for a comment. Not in your ear for everyone to hear about my mistake.
It sounds like it's on purpose, like we scripted it.
Yeah. I'm telling Todd, and then you talk back to me on the air.
Two legends in broadcasting talking to one another. That's the worst possible timing. It wasn't like Frankie Jones.
78.
Not a Times Picayune columnist. I could have waited to do something
stupid. I like how you
like
go,
that.
Oh, good line. Like you're these are your thoughts.
Live narration, yeah. Like on the air.
Oh, I like that. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Oh, so that's why this blue light is on. That's what that means. What I'm going to say is actually going to go on the air if I start talking.
By the way, I mentioned this earlier with Chris Webber. Jamal Mashburn, former NBA player, had a story about Rodney Rogers and Larry Bird. This is with the Dream Team. This is courtesy of Knuckleheads podcast with former NBA players Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles. Here's Jamal Mashburn recalling that story.
It's a group of them. It's Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and everybody's shooting. And Rodney Rogers said, "Hey, Larry, you ain't hit a jumper since 84. Magic heard that. And the next day we came in, and I'd never seen this. And this one, I was like, this is a different breed. Magic Johnson fed Larry Bird the ball probably about 8 times in a row down court. Larry Bird got the ball on Rodney Rogers, and every time he was about to make a move, he told him what he was going to do. One dribble, pull up, going left, off glass. He scored 9 times or 8 times in a row, left the court to go lay down because he couldn't sit on a bench.
Right,
he
had
to
lay down
and said, "Young fella, look like 84, huh?"
That's a pretty good story there by Mash, telling it. This day in sports history, Paul.
Cal Ripken in 1982 began playing shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. Here's a good one. 1979, your Reds, Dan. Fred Tony pitched 2 complete games in one day. They had a doubleheader. He started and completed both ends of a doubleheader.
I don't remember that. Fred Tony.
That doesn't seem to be, they didn't care about the pitch count there.
People forget that Rip started at third base, and then he went to shortstop, and then he went from shortstop to third base. But I think with Rip, we always talk about the consecutive game streak, but remember when, what was it, A-Rod in the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm. Moved him over?
Yeah, moved him over to shortstop. But yeah, I think started out third base, and played like 30 games at third base and then went to shortstop. and then eventually went back to third base, I think. And that was, A-Rod looked good when he did that. That was a cool gesture on his part. Anything else in sports history?
Something Joe DiMaggio, something Babe Ruth.
Yes, McLovin.
I have an update, by the way, on possibly inaccurate trivia.
Yeah.
Confirmed inaccurate for the first one ever put out there. Apparently, your champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers had an outside linebacker off the practice squad named Cam Gill, who played in the Super Bowl, who joins Cameron Brate, the tight end, on the Bucs. So there was a double Cam this year in the Super Bowl. Some genius on Twitter found that out. Come on.
So it lived up to its name.
Possibly inaccurate. But I have an update. Paul did not get it right on a technicality. He thought I was talking about at Auburn, where Kramer's Artis Payne missed Cam Newton by a year, but then was reunited on the practice squad with the Panthers.
I would like to file a protest because I never said the team. We just said the names of the players.
Well, that is true.
You filled in the blank.
Yeah.
The segment is now called Very Inaccurate.
Beautiful.
Absolutely inaccurate.
Most likely inaccurate trivia.
Trivia questions. Bob in North Carolina joining us. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hi, I got a stat of the day for you. Could I get Ron Burgundy, please?
Okay, Ron Burgundy, stat of the day music.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
The Florida State Seminoles have been in the College World Series 23 times and have never won.
Need to fill it out a little bit more.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Bob. All right. Thank you, Bob. Final results of the poll question today, McLovin.
We stuck with the first hour one. Was it a good season for the Clippers? 54% said yes.
Yeah, I'd say yes, it was. Given what happened with Kawhi, I think it was a good season that they went as far as they did. Did we expect them to go further? Yeah, I think so. You know, Paul George even alluded to that after the game. Hey, if Kawhi was healthy, we would have gone to the finals. All right. I mean, you might say that privately, but you know what? Acknowledge the Phoenix Suns. He wasn't healthy, and the Phoenix Suns are going to the NBA Finals. But I'm nitpicking. I don't want to pick on Paul George. I don't want to be part of that media. All right, let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, what did you learn today?
It is Bobby Bonilla Day every July 1st, and this is his 11th installment. Gets paid just over $1 million annually by the Mets until 2035.
McLovin.
C-Webb confirmed that the NBA players just abused him in Olympic trials.
Seton O'Connor.
But also somehow treated them really well, took them out to dinner and stuff.
Yes, they did. Paul?
Inaccurate trivia.
What did I learn, Todd?
Chris Webber thinks Paul George has a legitimate beef with Twitter and the rest of social media, not so much the regular media.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. It's a Meet Friday tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Dan Patrick Show. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.